Good morning, people of God. One of my favorite quotations of Winnie the Pooh is when the two of them walk together in the forest and Piglet asks Winnie, "What day is it?" Winnie then replies and says, "It's today, my favorite day." The psalmist speaks to this same particular theme when the psalmist writes and says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." People of God, I pray that today is a good day for you to rejoice and be glad in what the Lord is doing for you, has done for you, and your anticipation of what is to come. Let us pray. You speak, God, and your word is heard, powerful with possibilities. You speak, God, birthing begins. Your creation is never ending. You speak, God. Your word is heard. Season after season, you refashion the world. You speak, God. Your word is heard and humankind is filled with your promise. You speak, God, and your cries of resurrection joy ring out. You speak, God. Your word is heard. Your creation is always beginning. So, speak, God, your servants heareth, longing for your word and for your voice. Amen. Listen with me to the hymn, "Jesus, There Is Something About That Name."
Jesus. Jesus, there's just about that name,
Master.
Jesus. Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. In the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever, and have watched as that little body grew quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, when those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name. Jesus. Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, It was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Say that name with me. Jesus. Ah, there is something. Something about that name. Now sing it.
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
People of God, as we turn to God's word, I want to begin with a familiar poem. The poem is called The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can. Grant me wisdom to know the difference. I want to bring that in relation to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. The Apostle Paul writes in chapter 4, verse 13, and says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want to take the liberty to change that a bit and say, woman of God, child of God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So the courage for which you ask in the words of the writer of this poem, you already possess. The inner strength to change your circumstances, you already possess. Recognize the power of Christ within you. As we consider the particular reading and that with which I prefaced my conversation, I want for you to know that you must never confuse the conditions of your life with the truth about you. Understanding, conditions may be influential, but they are not immutable. Conditions can and conditions do change if you are intentional about the changes you can and will effect. I also believe that circumstances may have an effect on everything about us and about our lives, but they are certainly not the deciding factors in your life. Women of God, people of God, do not allow yourself to believe that what happens to you can in any way alter the truth about you. The thing that I proclaim this day, you are not what happens to you. Celebrate with me today that you are the boundless, unlimited, unstoppable power and energy of who you believe you are. Hallelujah. I now want to refer to Dr. Angela Davis, who wrote, which leans into the Serenity Prayer, but listen carefully to how she phrased her statement. She wrote, I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. I invite you to that, let that sit with you for a while. Mindful that Jesus gifted each one of us with life. Life to be lived to his glory, life to be lived to honor and celebrate Jesus, life that will allow us to influence and impact and be influenced by the giftedness of presence and kindness and gifts and abilities of others. Together, growing and living in the reign of God. It challenges me to change the things I cannot accept, like violence. As I speak with you this morning, all of us would have heard or seen or read of the terrible, untimely death of Nathaniel Julius, shot dead in El Dorado Park. Differently abled, eating a biscuit, shot dead. The circumstances around Nathaniel's death seems to be disputed by the people who have killed him versus those who saw what had happened. I'm choosing to change. Violence, force used by the police officers. Members of our churches are police officers. We need to compel them to speak truth to power and to change the things that we cannot accept. We all hear and speak the statement, life happens. I want to believe that as we speak that particular statement, it is how the Spirit is challenging us to move through, move on, grow up, and go through each and every circumstance or experience that life brings to us. Let me begin again by asking the question, what day is it for you and for you? I'm hoping that I will hear the response. Today is what it is, my favorite day. But not only is it my favorite day, it is the day in which I'm going to make the choice to change the things I cannot accept. May God grant you the courage, the perseverance, the enduring spirit that you will need to effect the change you need at this particular time. Today seems for me to be a good day to do that. I pray for you as I pray for myself, that together we will have the courage and an enduring spirit to change the things we cannot accept. In Jesus' name I pray this, now and forever. Amen. The intercessory prayer in the form of a hymn. It's entitled, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, That Is Who You Are.
You are here, healing everything. Yes, it is, yeah. To you are way maker.
Hey. Let's sing this together. Even when I don't see it. Come on, even when.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on!
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. Above depression, his name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease, his name is above cancer, his name is above every other name.
Benediction. People of God, let the majesty of God be the light by which we walk. Let the compassion of Jesus be the love by which we walk. Let the presence of the Spirit be the power by which we walk. That power that enables us to change the things we can no longer accept. I pray this in the name of Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.